Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We're learning more about the driver who survived a deadly crash in Cumberland County. Plus...
Did you believe his tears? Did you think he was crying? Some other jurors have said they didn't buy it. What, you're shaking your head.
No, I didn't think he was crying. He turned it on and off.
Three jurors who convicted Alec Murdaugh of double murder speak exclusively on Today. More of what they had to say about the disgraced lawyer.
And whole communities stranded by snow. Their desperate calls for help. WRAL is working to learn more about the five people killed in a crash with a tractor trailer in Cumberland County. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. That crash happened Sunday afternoon in a rural part of the county on U.S. 13 at Hayfield Road near Eastover. WRAL's Matt Tallhelm is there live with what we've discovered about the truck driver involved in this crash. Matt.
Yeah, Renee, I want to show you what state police tell us happened here. They say that that truck driver was coming northbound here on U.S. 13. You can see it's a clear straightaway shot here right off of Hayfield Road. That SUV was coming this way, according to police. And they say it failed to obey that big stop sign right there and then ended up down in the ditch here and caught on fire. Now, State Highway Patrol tells us all five people who were in that SUV died. You can see the charred wreckage down in a ditch along the side of the road. Right now, police are not releasing the names of those five people until the medical examiner can confirm their identities. Troopers identified the driver of the truck as 27-year-old Tyrick Bannerman. He was treated for minor injuries in this crash. WRAL has learned that Bannerman works for Chucky's Trucking. That's out of Warsaw. I talked to the owner there, Charles Newton, who tells me Bannerman worked for him before, left, and then came back to the job to drive about 2 weeks ago. He says Bannerman told him that he was just driving along here when that car came out of nowhere. Now, online records do show Bannerman was cited for not having a driver's license in this, but that could mean that he just didn't have the license with him at the time of the crash. We have asked Highway Patrol about that. You can see, though, out here how the bubbling even on the street sign there because of the fire from this crash and all of the wreckage of where this crash happened right here. This is where that SUV was. The truck ended up further down there, and you can even see some of the feed that was in it. It was carrying feed to Selma at the time of that crash. We've also been asking to learn some more about these five people, but at this time, we have not learned much about them.
Matt Tallhelm reporting live in Cumberland County. Matt, thank you. WRAL has also confirmed the names of two people killed in a car crash that also critically injured a Harnett County Sheriff's deputy. The Sheriff's Office says Brian and Patricia Finch of Minnesota were in a truck when they crossed in front of that deputy on NC 210 at the Ray Road intersection. The deputy had their lights and siren on when this happened on Friday. At last check, that deputy is in the hospital in critical condition. The Sheriff's Office has not released the name of the deputy.
Tonight, we'll get insight into Governor Roy Cooper's priorities as he enters his final stretch in office. He'll be at the General Assembly and be delivering his State of the State address before a joint session at 7 p.m. We'll be looking for themes like education and racial equity. Climate change may also be a big focus. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson will deliver the Republican response immediately after the governor's speech. You can watch it all live at 7 p.m. here on WRAL and on WRAL News Plus.
It is National Consumer Protection Week, and North Carolina's Attorney General is sounding the alarm about some of the biggest scams targeting you these days. WRAL's Brian Schrader has a look at the three ways to protect yourself. Brian.
Renee, we learned this morning that scams targeting older adults and veterans are rising sharply over the past couple of years, but all of us need to be on guard for people who are trying to scam us. Of course, one of the most popular ways, robocalls. And this morning, North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein talked about his work with a bipartisan group of state attorneys general around the country. They're taking action against the companies that facilitate those robocalls. But many people still are being scammed, and Stein says if a scammer does take your money, you're not alone. Don't be ashamed to report it to his office.
There's always a small chance we can get your money back, but as importantly, we can notify the broader community that this is going on so we can try to protect other people so that they don't become victims as well.
So here are three ways you can protect yourself. You cannot be scammed if you don't answer, so only answer calls from numbers you recognize. Never give your personal data to someone you don't know. And if you ever have a question about whether you're being scammed, you can call the State Attorney General's office at 877-5-NO-SCAM and ask one of their staffers. Also, Stein said one of the increasingly popular scams these days is the government imposter scam. Someone calls posing as law enforcement or a government official asking you for money. Don't fall for it. The police will never call you to ask for money. So, Renee, really have to be careful.
Yeah, if I don't recognize the number, it goes to my voicemail. Mm-hmm. Brian, thank you.
AAA says the nation's gas prices are rising and they're expected to get higher in the coming months. The national average right now is $3.40 a gallon. That's up 4 cents from a week ago. Right now in North Carolina, the average is $3.13 a gallon, about the same as last week. In Raleigh, it's $3.18, and Fayetteville a little less, $3.05 a gallon. And AAA says we can expect the prices to go up even more when producers switch to their more expensive summer blend of gas. That blend is intended to lower emissions during the summer travel season when a lot more people are out on the roads. It is more expensive to refine, and that adds another 5 to 10 cents a gallon on the price of gas.
There were no hazardous materials on board the 28 cars of a Norfolk Southern train that derailed in Springfield, Ohio, Saturday. This is the second derailment of the company's trains in Ohio in a matter of weeks. NBC's Jesse Kirsch reports Norfolk Southern's CEO is preparing to testify before lawmakers this week.
Norfolk Southern says that the train that derailed just behind me over the weekend was carrying hazardous materials, including liquid propane and ethanol. However, the company says that there were no hazardous materials in any of the 28 train cars that derailed. This incident was captured on camera. You can see a driver backing away from a railroad crossing in this community between Dayton and Columbus as multiple rail cars come off the tracks. Ohio Environmental Protection Agency says that nothing hazardous spilled into the air, into the water, or into the soil. Officials reporting no injuries and no public health threat. However, officials did ask less than a dozen residents within 1,000 feet of the derailment site to shelter in place for roughly 9 hours over the weekend. This comes as the CEO of Norfolk Southern is expected to testify on Capitol Hill on Thursday. This was the fourth derailment for Norfolk Southern in Ohio in less than 5 months. This industry under the microscope for its safety practices right now, with a continued bipartisan push for rail safety reform measures. Yesterday, Norfolk Southern saying on site here that safety is its top priority. There are continuing questions for that company. Jesse Kirsch, NBC News, Springfield, Ohio.
Data from the Federal Railroad Administration Office of Safety Analysis shows there have been at least 1,000 derailments in the United States each year during the past decade.
Three people who served as jurors in the Alec Murdoch double murder trial are speaking out about how they reached their verdict. James McDowell, Amy Williams, and Gwen Jenneret say he definitely did not help himself by testifying.
We already know that he's a lawyer. He's able to be emotional with cases. He's able to be emotional with himself. He knows, like what she said, when to turn it on and off. So I think that we were kind of able to read right through that.
The judge sentenced the 54-year-old to 2 consecutive life terms for murdering his wife, Margaret, and their son, Paul.
Apartment rents are falling nationwide, but they're not getting cheaper in Raleigh. A team of analysts with LendingTree found the average cost of rent in February in Raleigh was $1,723. That is $6 higher than the same period last year. Since 2020, rent has increased in the state by 29%. Let's get a look at stocks now. The Dow is in the green territory, advancing 130 points. NASDAQ is also up by about 100 points as the S&P 500 gains as well to start the week with Apple and other tech shares rallying.
We now know why today's show host Hoda Kotb has been off the anchor desk the past 2 weeks.
And hi, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to today. It is nice to have you with us. And Hoda, it is nice to have you right back where you belong. It's been a tough couple of weeks. You've been dealing with the health issue with your little daughter.
My youngest, Hope, was in the ICU for a few days and in the hospital for a little more than a week. I'm so grateful she's home. Yeah. She is back home. I was waiting for that day to come, and we are watching her closely. I'm just so happy. And I'm, you know what I realized too, Savannah, is like when your child is ill, the amount of gratitude you can have for people who helped you out. So I'm grateful for the doctors at Weill Cornell who were amazing, and the nurses. And I'm grateful to my family, and I'm grateful to friends like you who were there every single day. So I want to say thank you for that. I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
You have a lot of friends out there.
Thank you.
Who are right
thank
here you. With you, lifting you up
oh,
and
good.
Hope to.
Okay.
Let's
thank
do
you.
It. You ready?
Yep.
Now, Hoda did not reveal her daughter's specific health issue.
We know viewers are glad to see her back. Next at noon, an NBA star is suspended by his team. What Ja Morant posted on Instagram that has the league investigating and how long he's expected to sit out.
Also, too much snow at California ski resorts. How the latest round of storms dumping feet of snow has forced mountains to shut down.
And new information after a Durham woman was found dead at a local hotel at 12:30, the arrest police have made in that case. Elizabeth.
It's a gorgeous day. Take a look. There are folks out there at the Longleaf Golf and Family Club soaking it all in. You want to do the same because the warm weather we've seen the last couple of months is moving out for a while.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, four U.S. citizens missing after being assaulted and kidnapped in Mexico were targeted by mistake. That is what U.S. officials are saying this afternoon. Authorities believe they were targeted by mistake and not the intended victims in the attack. At this time, it's not believed that the American citizens were in Mexico for criminal purposes either. Four Americans were kidnapped. They may have ties to North Carolina. The FBI says the four were riding in a white minivan with an NC license plate when they crossed the border. Agents say men with guns fired shots into their cars and kidnapped them shortly after. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for their return.
There's no timetable for star NBA guard Ja Morant to return to the Memphis Grizzlies after posting a video of himself on Instagram Live holding what appears to be a gun. The Grizzlies announced he would be away from the team for at least the next two games. The 23-year-old apologized and admits he's having trouble coping with life in the NBA spotlight. He issued a statement saying he would be taking some time to get help and work on learning better methods of dealing with stress and his overall well-being. The NBA is also investigating, and he could face additional punishments. At least one person is dead and eight others injured in a stampede at a concert in Rochester, New York. Police say entertainers Glorilla and Finesse Two Times were performing at the venue when people thought they heard gunfire. That triggered panic, and people started rushing toward the doors. Officers say there were no shots fired inside that building. The incident is under investigation. Glorilla, by the way, is part of this year's Dreamville lineup.
Charges are pending against dozens of people following a coordinated attack at the site of a future public safety training center in Atlanta. Video posted to the police department's social media page shows a large group of people throwing rocks, bricks, and explosives at officers. Atlanta's police chief says there was an event not far from the location that turned violent at the facility.
Actions such as this will not be tolerated. When you attack law enforcement officers, when you damage equipment, you are breaking the law. And this was a very violent attack that occurred this evening. Very violent attack. This wasn't about a public safety training center. This was about anarchy, and this was about the attempt to destabilize.
This isn't the first time the training site has been the focus of escalating confrontations. On January 21st, six people were arrested after protests over the future public safety training site turned violent in downtown Atlanta. A police car was set on fire, and explosives were found during the protest.
A new season of The Voice begins tonight on WRAL with two new coaches joining the show, Chance the Rapper and Niall Horan. Now they join Kelly Clarkson and the show's last original coach, Blake Shelton. This is Shelton's final season on the show, and he'd like to go out in a unique way.
Yeah, I would like to win. I would like to have two winners this season. I think that would be, people would talk about it.
The new season of The Voice begins tonight at 8 following Governor Cooper's State of the State address here on WRAL. And join WRAL as we celebrate and support our amazing local arts community during the third annual Big Night In for the Arts. The event features performances by Tony Award winner Beth Level, fusion folk artists Larry and Joe, social media dance superstars Costin Mayer, plus a live performance from Grammy-nominated country artist Reese Palmer. You can watch, donate, and celebrate the arts Thursday at 7 on WREL and wherever you stream WREL.
Mountain roads were closed again in Northern California as yet another cold storm moved through the state on Sunday. Rural communities east of Los Angeles are buried under snow, leaving some people there stranded. NBC's Miguel Almaguer shows us how they're making do.
These are the conditions in the northern and southern California mountains here in San Bernardino County, just about 2 hours outside of Los Angeles. We've had feet of snow over the last several days alone. The blizzard-like conditions have really been nonstop, and today officials are going to be going door to door to look for people who remain trapped 10 days after this storm really started to do damage. You can see some of the snow drifts behind me. In some areas, they're 15 feet high. Authorities say they're now going door to door because many people remain trapped in their homes. Folks are running low on supplies, food, and medicine. The local grocery store here in Crestline, the roof collapsed because of the heavy snow. They're using that area now as a distribution center to give out food. Some folks are actually hiking a mile in waist-deep snow just to get to those food locations. It's going to be another treacherous day here in Southern and Northern California as we expect more snow later on this week. Folks are trying to dig out and get the help while they can. Back to you.
And here's something you probably never heard of, ski resorts closing because of too much snow in California anyway. The latest round of snow in Northern California forced many Sierra ski resorts to close on Sunday. Sierra at Tahoe in Twin Bridges was one of many mountain resorts that was shut down. The heavy snowfall made it difficult for the resort's operations to get up the mountain and prep the area for skiers and snowboarders. And again, this is in California, getting all that snow.
It's hard to believe that you get that much snow at a ski resort that it shuts it down. You can't ski. That's what it's there for, right?
I know.
Can't get to it.
It's too tempting, but
big trouble.
Yeah, it's all about safety there.
I know somebody who has an inside track on what's happening out there. Elizabeth, you used to work at a Tahoe ski resort, right?
I did, and it was a beautiful place. And right after I graduated from college, I was the face of the ski report. Stay aware, ski with care at Squaw Valley, USA.
We're hearing the report now.
That's right.
Did you ever get snowed in there?
If you will, this is cracking up. I can hear it on the other side of the wall. But we did have 5 feet of snow in one storm while I was there a million years ago, but it lasted over a couple of days. And, you know, they have great snow plows there, so they were able to keep things fairly clear and nothing closed down. Now, we couldn't get out of the house to get to the road, but in all seriousness, I mean, this is really, you know, it's a serious situation for all up and down the Sierra in California because they've seen so much snow that they just can't keep up with it. So hate to see another system rolling through there, but it is certainly a beautiful place, and I loved my time there for sure. On the other hand, look at us. Oh, so beautiful out there. Right now, we're looking at downtown Apex. Our temperature is 65 degrees. We hit almost 70 yesterday. We're going to be in the low 70s this afternoon with lots and lots of sunshine. 70 degrees in Clinton for our current temperature, 70 in Fayetteville, 65 in Durham, 62 in South Hill. So it's just feeling great everywhere. Our high temperatures this afternoon will be in the low to mid 70s, 73 in Southern Pine, 74 in Clinton, 73 in Goldsboro, 71 in Roxboro. So another beautiful, beautiful day for us. Of course, this signifies where temperatures are above normal, and the blue here back to the west is where temperatures are below normal. This has been the scene pretty much all of January and February. We just continue to see these temperatures above normal, you know, with, you know, maybe a little break here and there for temperatures to drop down to normal. We do drop back to near normal for Wednesday, Thursday into the weekend, and that's not the end of it. We're going to see some serious roller coaster temperatures, not just this week, but the next week as well. Right. Our normal high temperature is 60. So today and tomorrow at 73 and 74, that's way above normal. So on Wednesday, when we hit 59 and Thursday at 61, that's about normal for this time of year. Friday is going to be cooler than that at 51. It may even be a little bit cooler than that. The models are starting to trend maybe even into the 40s for highs on Friday, and we'll see rain. So right now we have the warm air in place. We're going to end up seeing the air turning much cooler starting on Wednesday, and that trend will continue. As a matter of fact, some very cold air is going to drop out of the Arctic on Wednesday. We're not usually talking about Arctic outbreaks in the middle of March. It happens sometimes, but this is next Wednesday, not this Wednesday. So we're going to continue to see this cold pattern. March 13th through the 19th, almost the entire country has a good chance of below normal temperatures. This is likely to last all the way potentially into the end of March. So enjoy today and tomorrow. If you like these temperatures that feel very much like spring, get out there and enjoy. Wednesday and Thursday won't be bad. Temperatures either side of 60. It'll be wet for us on Friday. We're going to walk through the timeline of the rain Friday into Friday night. Right now, it looks like it may be a little bit drier for Saturday, but we'll walk through that. And of course, on Saturday, don't forget to set your clocks forward 1 hour and ski with care. Sorry.
Love it. We're going to get another update. Thanks, Elizabeth. A series of economic events has worsened food insecurity for millions of families. Today at 4, we're looking into what is being done to help people keep food on the table.
And at 6, a children's medicine shortage has families struggling to find Tylenol and Motrin. 5 on your side's Keely Arthur explains what you can do. And still ahead this noon, we've already established grocery prices are through the roof. Now experts are breaking down how much it costs us to feed our fur babies. It's not just the price of food that's on the rise either.
Plus, how long is too long to keep boxes for products? 2 weeks, 1 month, a year? We'll help you purge your closets of all those tech boxes piling up at your house. Big food companies are going all in on air fryers and a new effort by lawmakers to shut down TikTok. Those are among today's business headlines with Maribel Aber.
Another effort by lawmakers to ban TikTok. Senator Mark Warner plans to introduce legislation this week offering a way to prohibit or ban foreign technology like the video sharing app. The Virginia Democrat tells Fox News he's concerned about the data TikTok gets from American users. He's also concerned the Chinese-owned platform could be used as a, quote, propaganda tool. Warner says he's working with South Dakota's Republican Senator John Thune on the bill. Big food companies are betting big on the soaring popularity of air fryers. Nestle is among the food makers adding air fryer cooking instructions to its packaging, and Tyson's air fryer line of foods has now hit about $100 million in annual sales. Kellogg, Hormel, and Gorton Seafood are other companies with air fryer products or packaging. U.S. consumers spent almost $1 billion buying air fryers last year. That's up 51% from 2019, according to the NPD Group. It was a first-round knockout for Creed III. The boxing movie rang up $58.7 million in its debut weekend. That was higher than forecast. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, had $12.5 million in ticket sales to take second at the weekend box office. And Cocaine Bear took third place with $11 million. And those are your business headlines. I'm Maribel Aber at the NASDAQ Market Site.
Inflation isn't just affecting the cost of food for people. Pet owners in the United States are dealing with a spike in pet food prices. The cost of food for pets rose more than 15% year over year in January, and pet owners have taken notice. Some pet owners say it's not just the food, it's also the cost of those treats. Hotels, bars, and restaurants are seeing a hiring boom. The hospitality industry is now a part of the nation's fastest growing employers. Bars, hotels, and restaurants are reviving their workforce after being hit hard by the pandemic. A report in the Wall Street Journal adds the hospitality industry continues to contribute to a 53-year low unemployment rate despite the layoffs and hiring slowdown within tech companies.
Keeping weapons off school grounds. It's an issue administrators are confronting. What leaders are considering in Harnett County.
Plus, we already know child care is expensive. Coming up, we'll break down how our state compares to others in a new report. And hear your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
New at 12:30, Durham police announced an arrest in a weekend murder. 33-year-old Rodney Crawford is charged with killing 29-year-old Nicole Bullock. He made a court appearance within the last hour. WRAL's Durham reporter Sarah Kruger was there, and she joins us live with what she's learned. Sarah.
Renee Crawford will remain in jail with no bond. That is what the judge decided here in court today. This all started yesterday morning. Police went out to the Sonesta Select Hotel in South Durham for a cardiac arrest call. When they arrived, they determined the woman, Nicole Bullock, had been murdered. Crawford's court appearance today was virtual, so we could not see him, only hear him. The prosecutor revealed that Rodney Crawford has 11 prior convictions, and he was on probation at the time of the murder for an assault causing serious injury with a minor present from July of last year.
You have pending charges in Durham County. He's also was actively supervised on probation for the 2022 conviction of assault by strangulation.
And the public defender told the court that Crawford is a father of five who has lived in Durham all of his life. Police had previously told us he was living in New Jersey, so I have asked them about that discrepancy. Now, in court today, we did not learn anything about the victim, about Nicole Bullock. All police have said is they do not believe this was a random act. Renee.
Sarah Kruger reporting live in Durham.
The closure of a busy intersection near the state fairgrounds could start tomorrow after it was delayed this weekend. The crews were planning to close the intersection of Blue Ridge Road and Hillsborough Street this weekend, but the DOT postponed that work because of the bad weather at the end of last week. The plan is to make Blue Ridge Road pass underneath Hillsborough Street and the railroad tracks, as well as Barrel Road. The DOT says it's all part of a larger construction plan to make the intersection safer for people who attend events in that area. Another railroad crossing in Wake Forest is due to close today as CSX repair work continues there. The crossing at Ligon Mill Road is expected to be closed today as the rail company works to upgrade it. CSX says other crossings in Wake Forest that have been getting upgrades are now reopened. The crossing at Holding Avenue, which was closed through the weekend, is also expected to reopen today.
Today, another school system is reviewing whether to install weapons detection systems. Just in the last 3 weeks, two loaded guns were found in Harnett County on school campuses, one at Irwin Elementary and the other at Star Academy in Lillington. WRAL's Laura Levine is in Lillington with what leaders are doing to keep schools safe.
The Harnett County Schools Board of Education today will get a look at a few different security options. And the goal, obviously, is to protect students inside these school buildings. These are the weapons detection systems under consideration. I reviewed the 10-page presentation, and it shows an open gate system and an evolve system that has double lanes with multiple alarms. These are some of the options that are being thrown out there. Now, this discussion comes after a string of threats against schools in surrounding counties, mainly social media threats, but last month, Harnett County Schools had two very scary incidents. Just last week, a student brought a loaded gun to a school here. This morning, we learned Nash County Schools is set to be the latest district to beef up security. A school board member says tonight, Nash Schools will finalize a plan to spend $1 million to set up weapons detection systems at every high school in the district. Security upgrades are already in process in Wake, Granville, Johnston, and Person County Schools. Johnston County is in the process right now of installing a weapons detection system in all of its schools. However, Wake school leaders say they have no plans of installing metal detectors in their schools. Again, we'll get a better look at what could possibly be coming here to Harnett County Schools when that meeting begins at 6 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News in Lillington.
Depending on where you live, child care costs could take up anywhere from 12% to 28% of your income. A new report by LendingTree reveals that families in the U.S. who pay for child care on average spend nearly 18% of their income on it. The average amount North Carolinians spend on child care ranks 22nd. Families spend just under $1,500 per month, or 17.4% of their salaries, on child care.
Opioids and transportation are on the agenda as the Vance County Board of Commissioners meets tonight. Members will discuss the second wave of money from a settlement with top opioid makers and whether to accept the deal. It would mean more than $2.7 million coming to Vance County over the next 13 years. Also, the CART's transportation system is asking for extra money to stay afloat as it deals with driver shortages. Tonight's meeting starts at 6.
happening right now in the WRAL Live Center. How about this for some entertainment? Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, Too Short, Warren G, and Burner announced a high school reunion tour today produced by Live Nation. The massive 33-city tour kicks off July 7th. And guess what? They'll be here in Raleigh, North Carolina. They'll be at Walnut Creek on August 6th. And then they'll be in Charlotte at the PNC Music Pavilion on August 8th. Pre-sale tickets begin Tuesday, March 7th for City Card members, and then general admission begins on Friday, March 10th at 9 a.m. You can go to Ticketmaster.com for those tickets.
What a lineup. That's going to be a fun time. Do you ever wish you could snooze a bit on your commute? One day you may not have to keep your eyes on the road when behind the wheel. The progress Ford is making on self-driving cars.
Plus, a closer look as to why heart disease is more deadly for black women, the risk factors to know, and how to reduce those risks. The WRAL News app has you covered wherever you are with breaking news updates and alerts, on-demand video. You can even watch our newscasts live. Happy to bring you coverage you can count on. Dix Park there, over to Carrie, now testing a self-driving shuttle pilot program. An autonomous shuttle began driving people around Bond Park about 30 minutes ago. The town plans to test the shuttle for the next few months. It'll take a four-stop route on weekdays from the Carrie Senior Center to the Bond Park Community Center.
Ford could have a self-driving car that would let you sleep at the wheel in the near future. The car company launched an automated driving system branch to develop their hands-free driving further. Ford's existing system allows certain models to self-drive within highway lanes as long as the driver watches the road. Now Ford's goal is to progress the system further so drivers won't have to pay attention and possibly even take a nap during their commute. It's another recall from Tesla, this time for concerns over loose bolts. The recall impacts the owners of more than 3,000 cars. Bolts in the second row seating area can cause the seat belts to fail in a crash. This creates a major risk for injuries to passengers. The affected vehicles include the 2022 to 2023 Model Y cars. Tesla will examine and tighten the bolts for free.
When is it okay for you to get rid of the boxes for all those electronics you've accumulated over the years? If there's a chance you might return the device, you want to keep the box during the 14 to 90 day return window. Depending on where you bought it, you may not get a full refund without the original packaging. It's also a good idea to save the box to store a device you may not use every day or to keep track of its extra parts like a battery or a cord.
You could probably go into any room in the house and open a closet door or look, you know, tuck in one of the corners and you'll find a box tucked there for a laptop or a speaker or a telephone.
If you can't flatten a box for storage, consider nesting smaller ones inside the larger ones.
Our new news continues with a look at cardiovascular disease and women. Coming up, expert advice on how women can keep their heart healthy and why cardiovascular disease is especially concerning for black women.
And an offer to cruise the high seas and see more than 100 countries. The company behind this proposition and how much it'll cost you.
Happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, another incident at Boston's Logan International Airport. This morning, two United planes' wings clipped at Boston's Logan. Thankfully, there were no injuries. This all happened as one plane was being pulled away from the gate. I have some video here that I want to show you. One of the planes was being towed. They were two planes set to leave for Newark, New Jersey, and one for Denver. The airline's official Twitter account did acknowledge the incident, saying, "We are sorry to see that this has been your experience. Our teams are aware and working on the best timely solution." Now, this incident comes less than a week after two planes had what the FAA called a close call at the same airport with a small jet that took off without clearing the path of a JetBlue plane.
Michelle, thanks. Cardiovascular disease takes a tremendous toll on American women and black women in particular. There are ways to keep the heart healthy and avoid having a heart attack. Frankie Thompson takes a look.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death for women in the United States.
One in every three women will die from cardiovascular disease. And in fact, one in every two Black women will die from cardiovascular disease.
Dr. Michelle Albert with American Heart Association says heart condition kills more than 50,000 Black women each year, with stroke being the leading cause of their death. Annually, the association dedicates February as the Heart Health Awareness Month to connect with women who are at risk.
Women taking charge of their lives and their heart health, knowing their cholesterol, knowing their blood pressure, knowing their sugar levels.
The question is, why is heart disease targeting this specific population? Doctors say there are risk factors more prevalent in Black people that cause heart failure and attacks.
You know, high blood pressure, hypertension, high blood sugar, diabetes, overweight, obesity, smoking.
Dr. Hailu Tilahan with Virginia Mason Franciscan Health says the heart condition starts with their choice of food and salt intake.
Stress reduction is another thing, too, because we know that's something that can increase the likelihood of all these risk factors.
When it comes to treating these health and heart issues in people of color, Tilahan says affordability and access to health care is a factor.
Are there facilities that people can access that can provide that care? And so that's can be a challenge depending on socioeconomic issues or not.
That was Frankie Thompson reporting. To address the disparities in care, Virginia Mason Franciscan Health in Seattle is piloting its Healthy Hearts program. So it partners with faith communities for 16 weeks, teaching people how to self-monitor their blood pressure and discuss results with the nurse. So important to take charge of your heart health. Ladies, you want to be around for a really long time.
And knowing your numbers, you know, the first step to finding something that, you know, may be simple to locate, but you just don't realize.
Know them and what they mean, yes.
Exactly, yeah. Elizabeth Gardner has some tasty numbers for this afternoon. I'll tell you that, 70s today.
Today and tomorrow, get outside if you can. Winter is about to make a comeback. It'll start to turn cooler by Wednesday. We do have some rain in the forecast for Friday, and Friday is looking pretty chilly with the rain. And then it looks like it may dry out a bit for the weekend. But our temperatures, once we get past tomorrow, are going to be much, much cooler. It's beautiful out there, though, right now. Take a look. Goldsboro looking beautiful. Apex, just a few high, thin clouds. And take a look at Chapel Hill here. And, of course, this is our new Fayetteville camera there on Hay Street, right outside our Fayetteville newsroom. Here's what's happening. We have high pressure that is moving away from us right now. High pressure systems rotate clockwise. So as that high moves to the east, it's starting to feed up more warmth. We had a mild day yesterday at 69. Today will be a little bit warmer because that high is helping to feed a bit more flow from the south into our area. But this is the front that comes through tomorrow, maybe mid to late afternoon. And once that front passes us by, we're going to start to see our flow coming from the north. And for many reasons, it's not likely to recover for several weeks. We're not going to get back into those 70s again. For one, this high pressure system moves away from us. We had some cool temperatures this morning, but we'll find ourselves up under the high pressure system until the front moves through on Wednesday. Once that front moves through, you can see the wind streams coming right out of Canada into North Carolina. This high pressure system back to the west now, rotating some of that cooler air in. And typically we'll see, you know, that changing with maybe another system moving through, but the storm track is going to continue to feed some moisture in and keep the cooler air in place. We're going to see the jet stream mainly to our south, allowing some of that cooler air to move in. This is the low pressure system that will move in on Friday and help to bring us a chance for rain. But we're dry today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Here's Thursday at 9 a.m. We'll likely see some increasing clouds on Thursday and then fairly cloudy on Friday. But the rain doesn't move in until the afternoon. Friday morning's commute looks fine. Friday's afternoon commute is likely to be wet. Then we'll see rain overnight Friday night. But we do start to dry out as we get into the first half of Saturday. So we check out those temperatures again, looking at 73 today, 74 tomorrow, and it won't be as cold tonight. Last night, our temperatures dropped down into the 30s to low 40s, looking at temperatures a good 20 or so, 15 to 20 degrees warmer for tomorrow morning. We are in the 30s for Wednesday morning. Wednesday afternoon is cool, 59, then 61 on Thursday. We see those showers on Friday afternoon. Temperatures are going to be pretty chilly on Friday with the rain. And then after that, over the weekend, we dry out. Temperatures are, again, just a few degrees below normal. Also, of course, over the weekend that we mentioned earlier, we spring forward and go back to daylight time. And, of course, that means sun rises an hour later and sets an hour later. Kind of nice to have the daylight in the evening, but we'll miss some of that daylight in the morning. It's nice to look around at the cameras with a little bit of sunshine early.
It also means we'll get shortchanged on sleep that weekend. Okay, we know how that is. If you like cruises, one company is offering potential passengers a chance to ditch life on land for 3 years. Coming up, a glimpse of this extravagant life at sea. Ooh.
That's some scene right there. Carolina Beach right now, where you're looking live and watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device.
As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today. 5 people are dead after a crash at the intersection of Highway 13 and Hayfield Road in Cumberland County. All 5 people were riding in an SUV. Highway Patrol says the driver ran the stop sign and an oncoming tractor trailer hit them. The SUV ended up in a ditch. The tractor trailer turned over. Investigators have not yet identified the 5 people killed in the crash. They do tell us the truck driver, 27-year-old Tyreek Bannerman, has minor injuries.
Durham police arrested a man in the murder of a woman over the weekend. 33-year-old Rodney Crawford made a court appearance within the last hour. Police responded yesterday morning at the Sonesta Select Hotel in South Durham. They determined Nicole Bullock had been murdered there. Crawford has 11 prior convictions, including assault, and he is in jail without bond.
State Attorney General Josh Stein says his office has seen more scams targeting older adults and veterans over the last few years. One of the most popular methods, robocalls. Stein says he's working with other state attorneys general to take action against the companies behind these calls. If a scammer steals your money, contact his office.
If your dog has a face only its owner could love, it might be a prize winner. The world's ugliest dog contest is once again taking submissions. The competition says it is not about making fun of ugly dogs, but rather to celebrate the imperfections that make all dogs special and unique. It's been going on for nearly 50 years, and it emphasizes the importance of adoption. They want these pets to be adopted. Applications can be submitted online through June 21st, and the winner will be crowned 2 days later in California.
Maybe change the name to Most Unique Looking Dog Contest. How about that? Cookbooks aren't just useful for helping you make tastier meals. They can also provide a big boost to your bank account. Old cookbooks could be worth a small fortune. A collection expert says the value of an old cookbook hinges on its historical value, nostalgia, unique recipes, and celebrity status. So before you throw away or give away any of your old cookbooks, make sure you do a little research first.
A company is offering sea lovers a chance that's hard to resist. Life at Sea Cruises is offering people the chance to visit more than 100 countries over a 3-year term. And the cruise ship has 400 cabins, which can house close to 1,100 passengers. If you plan to work during your trip, no problem there. There are 14 office spaces available, as well as a business center and meeting rooms. The extravagant trip costs around $30,000 a year. You don't have to pay it all up front. The company offers payment plans for interested passengers.
If it weren't for work, I'd say, hey, sign me up.
Right?
The Wake County Animal Center is issuing an urgent plea for people to consider adoption because the shelter is nearing maximum capacity. Right now, the center has 135 dogs waiting for permanent homes. Another 20 are with foster families waiting for adoption. Appointments to surrender pets are fully booked through mid-April. Adoption fees for dogs are $95, and any dog that's been at the shelter for more than 2 weeks available for $25. And those include that will include the spay neuter surgery and microchipping and vaccines.
It affects an estimated 30% of people in the U.S., mostly children. And today on WRL News at 4, we'll show you the new data that could help prevent eczema altogether.
NBC News Daily is next on WRAL, your next local news update in 30 minutes.
You can get breaking news updates anytime with our WRAL News app. Time for us to cruise out of here now. Have a great day.
Keep watching WRAL News over the Air Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.